97.9 FM, WCHL, and chapelboro.com present The Art of Potential, an illuminating talk show dedicated to getting your community educated, hired, and inspired. The Art of Potential combines real-world knowledge and expertise aimed at helping our community reach their full potential. Now, The Art of Potential on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Hi, this is Kristen Heemster with the Art of Potential show. We have for you a very informative show. We are going to be talking with Wendy Solomon. Welcome, Wendy.
Thank you.
She owns the Flawless Day Spa here in Chapel Hill. So, Wendy, before we talk about your amazing spa and all the things you do, I want to know, how did you get started in this business?
Well, I had been in skincare for a long, long time. And then when we moved to Chapel Hill, the first thing I said when we moved here is that I didn't want to open a business. And then that's just what ended up happening. I had envisioned doing this sometime down the road. Oh. But just things kept falling into my lap, and I decided it was the right time. So I got started with, there was a gym that had been trying to put together a spa inside it.
And was that the women's gym?
Yep, it was the women's gym.
I remember the women's gym. I love the women's gym.
Yep, it was great. And so I opened up inside there, but then, you know, they were going away. And so we relocated.
Sad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we relocated and just have been adding some services and, you know, expanding the spa since then.
Okay, so I'm going to take you back even further because you said you had been in skincare a long time. So were you like a behind-the-counter rep? So if I walked into Nordstrom's, you would put creams on my face? Were you, you know, an Arbonne? Or, you know, how did that unfold? How did you get connected to it? Because not everyone's immediately drawn to do skincare.
Exactly. Well, and I wasn't either.
Right.
That wasn't what I thought I was going to be doing. I really thought of myself as going into fashion. And so I wanted to get into something related to fashion, but no one would hire me because I didn't have any relevant experience. Ooh. But I found a company called Beauty Control. So talking about the direct selling, you know, kinds of companies, I started with that. Okay. And they had a great training program. And so I learned all about makeup. And so that's, at that point, that attracted me too, because I thought, well, it's not fashion, but it's still kind of interesting and flashy and glamorous and, you know, all of that. But it was when I got started with that, that I really realized that how the skin looks underneath makes so much difference to how
it
the
does,
makeup
it
goes
does.
On.
No matter what, no matter how great your clothes are, if your skin isn't looking good, it can ruin the whole outfit.
Exactly.
Okay, so you got your care with direct selling products, your start with direct selling products. And you said, okay, this is really fun. And you were drawn to fashion.
I was.
So you're very, it sounds to me like you pay attention to appearances and what people look like and that, you know, kind of the energy that comes through their appearance and such.
Yeah, definitely. And that was, it was great training because that was back in the late 80s and it was where, you know, image consulting was the thing.
It was. Color Me Beautiful and all those. Yes.
Exactly. And so we did all that. We did the color analysis and the body type assessments and the face shapes and, you know, so I got a little bit of all of that in with what I was doing.
Oh,
and
good.
There were, it was really a fun time because a lot of companies were doing dress for success workshops and, you know, all of those things. So it was a lot of fun.
You could come in and you could, you know, say to a woman, this is what you should wear for your body type. These are the colors that you should wear.
Yes. And then the skincare and the makeup kind of went along with that because the makeup was color coded to, you know, the person's season and, you know.
So I think I'm a winter. Am I a winter?
Yep, you're a winter.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. I wasn't wrong about that because it can get kind of complicated.
That's right.
Well, very good. So you did this all when you were in the Northeast.
Right.
Okay. And so you were around Oregon and all that kind of stuff. Okay.
And then we made a big move. We decided that we were moving to New Orleans. We wanted to get...
I'm sorry. I shouldn't fall out laughing. But from Oregon to New Orleans is a big move.
Very big. About as opposite as you can get in every way you can think of.
Yes. What facilitated this?
Well, I had been talking about moving someplace warmer.
Yeah, okay,
life.
You win.
So, yeah,
New Orleans
I got
is warmer
that,
than
definitely.
Oregon.
And, well, and we had vacationed there and just loved it. So we decided, okay, that's the place. And so we just picked a date and we decided to do it and we decided to move.
How fantastic is that?
Well, our friends thought we were crazy.
I can see why they might think that, but, you know. But,
yeah, we did it. We just packed up and moved everything. And
jobs, anything in the hopper? Or?
Since we were self-employed, we just figured we'll figure something out when we get there.
Okay.
So, yeah, that was that. And then, of course, Hurricane Katrina came a couple years after that and, you know, made some changes. And we were lucky. We didn't lose anything or, you know, so it was, I won't say an easy time, but I mean, it was easier for us than a lot of people that went through all that.
Yeah.
But yeah, then we just, it was at that time that I decided that, you know, maybe I should do something more important with my life. And so I kept thinking that there was, you know, something out there that I should be doing that was, that I wasn't doing. And so I briefly went back to banking.
Okay. So I'm working this angle here. So banking more important than helping people's appearance?
Okay. I don't know what I was thinking.
Well, but sometimes I think you have to go through that. You almost have to question it and be like, okay, I am, or I was in the right place.
And I think that's what it took for me because I think that, you know, sometimes women, we just question ourselves. And even though we just love what we do and we're, you know, doing well with something, we just, we question it anyway.
We do. We're not really good at staying in our space and being like, oh, I'm content. I'm at peace. I'm happy.
Exactly. But it was great. You know, I did the banking for a little while, and it was fun and interesting, too, in its own way.
Were you doing loan-type things?
Or? I was, branch manager, so there were a lot of loans and, you know, opening and closing accounts and things like that. But I think, in a way, both the all the image stuff that I did and then the banking were great for, you know,
how that would definitely work out to open your own spa.
Definitely.
Well, it takes some of the mystery out of the process.
I don't know,
and it's your business, not mine. But if you have to apply for a loan, at least you know what's happening on the back end.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, and for me, it was about when I started with the image consulting. I got the training, and I was ready to go, and I was so excited. And then I thought, wait, where do I get the customers?
Right. I know. So, they're not lining up outside my door like my vision.
Exactly. So it taught me that I had to get out there and go after them and figure out how to get them.
Right.
And so it gave me a really good skill set for that.
Totally. Absolutely. So how'd you end up here in Chapel Hill?
Well, after Katrina, you know, my husband just basically after Katrina, the lack of rebuilding. I mean, it's rebuilt a lot, but it's just not the same as it was. And so he kept talking about moving. And at first I didn't, you know, I was not interested in moving because I loved it there.
Yeah.
And I mean, I loved Portland too, but, you know, it had been our choice to move to New Orleans. And so it kind of felt like that choice now was being thrust on us a little bit. But he finally convinced me, and it was several people in a row said, you know, if you're thinking of moving, you should consider the Triangle area. And we just thought that was so interesting.
It's a fascinating area.
It is. Well, and then from there, we saw it on all the lists of the greatest places. Right. And, you know, we thought, well, there must be something to this.
Right, right.
So we came to visit, and we did love it, and that was that. So our friends thought we were crazy again.
Right, I know. I was going to say. So it's like, okay, well, we'll just up and move. Okay, I'm in. Let's go.
Exactly. Cross-country, no big deal.
Right, I know.
Don't know anybody? That's fine.
Well, but I love that. There's a freedom in that. You know, that has never been a freedom. I had that freedom when I graduated from college, but I think that's the last time I truly had that freedom. Other than that, it's kind of like, well, what's the job? Do you have a job? You know, and but I do, when I do career consulting, I do tell the young people typically I work with, go, you'll find a job. But if you have a location you like and you're plugged into it, you know, the jobs often come through networking. So don't, you know, move to a place you don't want just because there's a job there.
Well, that's what I really think is important in your life anyway is, you know, it doesn't have to be set in stone and it doesn't have to be forever. You know, life can be fluid and you can just jobs come and go and locations can come and go. So, you know, make it what you want at any one time.
Well, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk more about the Flawless Day Spa and how to look absolutely fabulous. You are listening to The Art of Potential Show with Kristen Heemstra.
You're listening to The Art of Potential on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Welcome back. This is Kristen Heemstra with The Art of Potential Show, and I am talking with Wendy Solomon. She is the founder and owner of the Flawless Day Spa. So, Wendy, a woman comes into your spa. What is the most likely treatment she wants?
It's hard to say. We do a lot of massages and we do a lot of facials. Those are probably the primary two things mm-hmm. people come in for.
Yes, massages and facials. I myself like both of them very much, so I just want to be clear about that.
Well, the nice thing about both of them is they are pampering, but they're also yeah. therapeutic. So
yes, yes.
The best
I look
of
at
both
them
worlds.
Only as therapeutic. Right. All right, well, let's talk a little bit. What I want to talk about is facials in particular. With a facial, what is the point of a facial besides pampering? How does it actually help the skin?
I love that question because sometimes we get people that will say, oh, I've had a facial before, but it's just like people are rubbing cream on me. I can do that myself.
Right.
Facials are a lot more than that. Okay. We are, first of all, looking up close at the skin with a magnifying lamp. And so we're looking for things that look suspicious, things that we might need to refer someone to their dermatologist for. Okay. If they're somebody that comes regularly, we're checking those things on a regular basis so we can tell if something's changed. And not just something like precancerous cells, but right. also things like just wrinkles starting to form or skin starting to sag.
Right.
And we can get on that and start preventing it before it gets to a certain point. We do in addition to the cleansing, we do deep cleansing, and we can use products and tools that are a greater strength than people can get over the counter right. and use at home. So we can do a lot more to mm-hmm. make changes to the skin's structure. And then plus the facial and neck and shoulder massage that we do is not only feels great, but it's very therapeutic.
Yeah.
Very therapeutic as well in terms of, you know, moving the lymphatic fluid and detoxing and just stimulating the skin and helping the muscles.
Which all just sounds totally fabulous. So you go in. And I'm just imagining, this is just pure imagination, people. So you go in and then you lay down and then they clean your face and then they put all these things on your face. Is it like a temporary, like you said, you can stop wrinkles or prevent wrinkles from happening before they get too far.
Mm-hmm.
How do you do that?
That is the thing. Well, it's not an instantaneous
it's a magic,
thing.
Right, yeah, I know.
Yes, wave the
what
magic
is the pill?
Wand.
Right.
Exactly. And this is the nice thing about having been in the industry for so long
right.
is that I've seen things change so much in that right. time. It used to be, you know, in the late 80s, early 90s, any creams or whatever you put on your face were just that. They were sitting on the surface. They
yep.
weren't really penetrating.
The collagen movement and all
yep.
that kind of stuff.
Yep, and with all that and the smaller molecules that they now are able to achieve, it can go underneath the skin and really Ooh. Penetrate to where it can do some good. So it's partly the products that we use and some of the tools that we use, because things like microdermabrasion, chemical peels, microcurrent, some of those things.
We're going to talk about those because I want to know more about them.
Oh, yeah, they're great. And all of those things can make changes in the skin. And like I say, it's a cumulative thing. Your skin is constantly producing new cells. Some of the products can actually help the cells because they're constantly reproducing. And if there's a damaged cell, they'll reproduce those damaged cells. So
okay.
some products can change the structure of that damaged cell so that it will, it fixes the cell so that it is reproducing better cells.
It sounds like a cure for cancer. Okay, so let's talk about microdermabrasion. What is it?
It is a fabulous tool, and it
sounds painful.
It's not painful at all. Most people don't find it painful. Every once in a while, somebody will say, oh, I think that's painful. But most people find it relaxing, and
okay.
they'll say, wow, that's an interesting sensation. But most of them describe it as not painful at all. It is, there are a couple different kinds. The one we have is a diamond-tipped wand with
okay.
suction. And so we control the amount of pressure on your skin with the amount of suction. And we just run that across your face in a specific pattern. And it gives you a really good exfoliation. And so it helps with fine lines and wrinkles, large pores, breakouts and blemishes, minor scarring, hyperpigmentation. And it does that by getting all the dead skin off the top so your skin looks brighter. And then people who have, say, a propensity toward clogged pores and breakouts,
mm-hmm.
One of the things that clogs pores is the dead skin that gets in the pore. So with all that gone, the pores can be cleared out for longer and they can shrink and, you know, so it's this little cycle.
So it's not anything you could actually mimic at home then?
No. And there are the tools, the at-home tools. You know, those are great too, but you're going to get a higher level of strength right. with what the tool is when you go and have that done at a spa.
All right, so what is the difference between working on an older person's skin and a teenager's skin?
The tools and the products are pretty much the same, but right. for somebody younger, I always recommend that you do as little as possible. I know that's counter to what a lot of people say.
I mean, you're a spa and you're supposed to be like, oh, you have to come in every week.
Exactly, and you right. have to buy 100 products.
Right,
yeah.
right.
We don't do that because not everybody needs all of that.
Right.
Really, everybody needs a good cleansing lotion, an exfoliant, and a moisturizer. But that's and then, of course, a sunscreen. But beyond that, you know, everybody's needs are individual. And so we really look at that individual skin and get at what they specifically need, not only for their skin and what we're seeing, but what the person's, you know, what their goals are. Because somebody, mm-hmm. two people might have identical skin and one is really concerned with fine lines and the other one doesn't care at all about
right,
that. So,
right.
you know, if you don't care and it's not bothering you, you know, we don't worry about that.
Right. So. We're not going to take on worries that you don't have.
Exactly.
I get that. I'm just thinking younger skin seems to be more resilient on some level than older skin, which seems to be more fragile to me.
It is. And yet you have to be, again, like somebody young comes in, and it depends on how young. I mean, we get right. occasional people in their 12 or 14, but mostly, you know, more like 18 or so. But yeah, the younger people tend to have more worries with breakouts and
totally.
Large pores.
I mean, you get pimples that age that have their own zip codes.
Exactly.
They're huge.
Exactly.
At least I did. I don't know about other people, but
exactly.
Yeah.
And we might do treatments that are a little less aggressive for them, but it depends. Like sometimes if somebody came in with cystic acne, that might be something we would treat aggressively. So again,
how would you treat cystic acne? And that's where you get the cysts underneath the mm-hmm. pimples. Yeah, those are the ones I'm talking about.
Yeah, and they're horrible.
They're terrible.
Yeah, they feel horrible and they are very bad for people's self-esteem.
Yes. And they hurt.
And they hurt. Yeah, they do. Yeah. And they're so hard to get rid of because they just never come up to
right.
the surface. And so they're always under there. We treat those with a combination of chemical peels, microdermabrasion, and high frequency. And not necessarily okay. all at the same time, but it could be. But again, it depends on the situation. But high frequency is a...
Sounds like a radio.
It looks really scary. It's a wand. It has pink electricity in it, and you can see the sparks flying, and it's really loud. So I have to warn people.
A Hogwarts treatment.
Yeah, it could be. I always have to warn people because when they see that coming, they always think, you know, I'm going to torture them or something. But it doesn't... You can feel it a little bit of a buzz to it, but it doesn't hurt. But it kills the bacteria that can cause acne.
Okay.
So that's one way. And then we already talked about microdermabrasion, how it helps get the dead skin off the surface.
Yes.
Then chemical peels. We have chemical peels or enzyme peels, two completely different things. They sound alike, but
yeah,
they do.
They both say peel.
Yeah.
So.
And they both sound scary.
They do, because why would you peel off your skin?
Exactly.
I mean, you know. I'm just asking.
Exactly. And the word chemical isn't, you know,
right.
that sounds kind
no.
of scary too. The chemicals, though, are things like, you know, the salicylic acid is made of aspirin. And the, you know,
really?
Lactic acid, of course, that's milk.
Milk, yeah.
So, I mean, it's not anything people think we're going to put battery acid on.
Right.
Or something.
Well, chemical
burn
peels and,
off.
Well, it does burn kind of, sort of, maybe.
Yeah. They do sting. When you have it done, but the benefits are great. And the ones that we use in our spa are considered superficial in the industry because there are those ones that really take some layers off of
yeah.
your skin. We don't use anything like that. We use more moderate ones that the peeling is pretty mild, and it's a couple days of mild flakiness. But the benefits are it's, you know, taking away some of that outer layer of dead skin, again, exfoliation, and it really helps the cells turn over, and that when it peels, the brand new baby cells underneath look really healthy and young. So it's a great treatment.
It sounds great. Do you have to get it, like if you get it once, are you good? Is it something you need to get on a regular basis?
There again, it kind of depends. It depends. Some people will get one in their life. That's it. But most of the time, most people are coming in for a specific reason for it, whether it's to address wrinkles or mm-hmm. if they've got some sun damage. In those cases, it's going to take a series of treatments.
Okay.
And then, of course, your skin is constantly reproducing itself too. So, but it's not a forever thing. It's not like once you start, you have to do it forever to maintain the results. It'll be a little series of them, and then, you know, then
and
you're
then
good.
You're looking fresh as a daisy.
Exactly.
All right, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to be talking more about spa treatments and why you should or should not get them. You are listening to Kristen Heemstra with the Art of Potential Show.
You're listening to The Art of Potential on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Welcome back. This is Kristen Heemstra with The Art of Potential Show, and I'm talking with Wendy Solomon. She is the Flawless Day Spa owner and founder. So, Wendy, I want you to talk to me about what a microcurrent is. It seems to be one of those treatments that you offer that just sounds like a cartoon to me. It does,
and
you know.
Probably a lot of people think that. Right. We have people that swear by it, though. It is a little wand that has...
You got a lot of wands going on.
See, we are, you know.
Right, I know.
Harry
magic
Potter.
Over there,
yeah, exactly.
Right?
We've got the wand that has... It's a certain frequency of electricity that goes through it, and you feel little zaps when we use this one, and so it's not pleasant. It feels like we're snapping you with rubber bands.
Lovely.
And, yeah, it's a great
thing.
Who
devised these things?
I don't know who came up with these. Who would think I'm
right,
going to zap
no.
you with electricity and that's going to improve your skin?
Right.
But this is what it does is it firms the muscles underneath the skin, and so you know how well
okay.
you don't know yet. You're not there yet, but sooner or later you will know that as we get older. And we start, the collagen starts diminishing.
Yeah.
You can't get that back. It can't be replaced the way other things can. And so that's why people's skin starts to sag because okay. the cells get flatter and the skin, you know, hangs because there's not the fat underneath that there used to be. And so microcurrent helps to firm those muscles so that it kind of tricks them into tensing up again so that it retains some of the firmness. And honestly, it's one of those things that you can see a visible difference after just one treatment.
Wow. It sounds okay. So for a little while, I was into athletic training. And sometimes when somebody had a muscle issue, we would put electrodes on them to tense the muscle up.
Oh, that's interesting.
So it
sounds like
it's a same concept of
right.
that. To try to build the muscle mm-hmm. or whatever. So only with this. All right. So very interesting. How do you handle crow's feet? Because that's a thing most women at some point or another, crow's feet and smile lines, men and women.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right.
I don't want to leave men out. Yeah. Just
coming
yes,
in for spa services.
And you should go get a spa treatment if you're a man so you know why your woman always wants to go to the spa.
That's right. It's interesting when we have men come in for the very first time. Usually they'll say, now I see why everybody comes in here.
Right. Yeah. So I know.
They think
who doesn't
it's a whole different thing than what they think it's going to be.
Right.
But yeah, with the crow's feet, that is a tough one. And one of the things I do say is when people are 25, 26, that's the time to start using an eye cream before you're seeing the crow's feet. So if you can get on with...
Now, who thought of that when you were 25 and 26?
Exactly.
Yeah.
But if, you know, but we tell people that all the
right.
time, whether they choose to do it. Sometimes right. people won't do it for a while, and then they come back and say, oh, I wish I'd listened to you 5 years ago.
Right. But too late!
Exactly. And, you know, it's never too late because it's always, you can always... you know, reverse some of it. But the eye creams
okay,
are
so
a big
how?
Thing.
Yeah, tell me how yeah. do you reverse it?
Just with, I mean, eye cream is about your the big,
okay.
the best tool. And
okay.
then, of course, microdermabrasion can help with that, too.
Okay.
But to some extent, we're going to eventually get them.
Unless right.
we, you know, and
right.
some people, now, we don't do Botox in right. the spa, but Botox really can help with that kind of thing, too.
Crow's feet and
mm-hmm.
yeah,
crow's feet, the 11 lines, all those things. But really, you know, the preventative.
The
side
11
is the,
lines. What the, are those?
You know, the two little lines that you get from frowning that are right in the
okay
the bridge of the nose.
Those are called your 11 lines.
Yeah. Some people refer to it as that. Yeah,
okay.
I like calling it that.
Okay, very good. I had no idea. All right, what about ultrasonic therapy?
That is really interesting, too. That uses sound waves. And
it reminds me of getting your baby looked at. You know when you go in to get an ultrasound?
It is kind of the same thing. And it sounds, again, kind of like sounds like science fiction or something.
Yeah.
But the sound and light both can penetrate your skin, obviously, much deeper than a tool can or a product can. And so those things, the sound waves, are able to actually break down fat cells. So we have a lot of people come in for that one to do their hips and thighs.
Oh, wow. Okay, so like I'm still taking this all in. So sound can penetrate skin.
Right.
So, like, listening to some awesome music can make you skinny.
Hey, that's worth
that's
a
what
try.
I'm hearing you say, Wendy. Right?
Yeah, this is a specific wavelength, and it can go, you know, like I say, beneath the skin. So it does that, and it also does similar to what the microcurrent does. It can help firm up the muscles, so it breaks down fat and firms muscles.
Well, that sounds pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Do you hear anything?
No, you don't hear anything. You don't feel anything. It tends to, after a few minutes, you'll feel that it's getting warmer. And the machine doesn't get any warmer, but it's actually warming up the tissue a little bit. So it's really interesting. But you don't feel a thing.
And again, who came up with this? Honey, let me put these headphones on
you. Exactly.
See if your butt gets smaller.
Let's see what happens. Yeah.
Zeppelin definitely worked. I don't know about, Lou Reed.
That's right.
That is so funny. Okay, and then LED light therapies. Now, I've heard or read a little bit about these. Can you tell me about them? It sounds kind of like the sound therapy.
It is. It's because, again, same thing.
Yeah.
The light can go through the skin, penetrate deeper. And these are, we've got red, blue, green. There are different colors.
I'm sorry. It's like a rainbow on your face.
It is. And most of the time we choose a particular color for a particular result because the different
colors. You're looking very summery today. I think we'll go with pink.
You're summer. This color goes with you.
Right.
But yeah, the different colors do different things. And so it works on acne. It works on anti-wrinkle prevention. This, what I noticed with the LED light therapy, it does work. It's one of those things that takes a while before you see a result.
Okay.
So it's one for people that, have a little bit more patience, but it really works, and it's great in combination with some of the other therapies. So sometimes people will add that to a facial, for instance,
Okay, but it sounds like multiple times to get any result. And does the result last a long time?
It does, but like any facial treatment,
it's
going to give you a certain result, but then what you're doing to your skin too, the environment, what you eat, how much rest you get, all those things that play a part too. So the effect, sometimes people think the effect wasn't lasting when in fact it is, but now new skin is coming up. But
you've been eating McDonald's, girl,
exactly.
And that's a problem.
Exactly.
That's why those french fries are on your face now.
And the hips.
Right. You need to go get yourself some ultrasound therapy.
That's right.
Well, so I was reading this article in Allure magazine, and it talked about Martha Stewart, and she said she wakes up at 4 and she puts a mask on for an hour and a half, which I have to assume she then goes back to bed, but probably not, knowing Martha Stewart.
She's probably up creating.
Right, I know. You know. She's welcoming the sun.
Exactly.
Pan of muffins or something. So what kind of masks do you recommend?
It depends on your skin type, and it depends on your goals for your skin. But masks can do so many things. We have masks that help with anti-aging. We help with hydration, that help with preventing breakouts, that help with controlling oil, that are good for hyperpigmentation. So
it runs a gamut.
It does. You can get a mask for just about anything. And I can't imagine now, most masks, they're on for, 10, 15 minutes. She must have some heavy duty.
Yeah, well, she's an overachiever, you know.
She is. But there are masks that, some of the masks that are for hydration, you can wear them overnight if you want to. So there are some that are gentle enough that,
you can do them. Mm-hmm. So when I was younger, my husband got me a spa treatment in D.C., which was wonderful. But one of the things they put on was a clay mask that I swear was 3/4 inch thick. Have you seen or do you use those? That thing was the heaviest thing I've ever had on my face.
Yeah, and I haven't seen one that's specifically like that. We have one that's a Hungarian mud mask that's awesome. You don't put it on thick, but it feels tingly when you put it on. They combine the mud with some Hungarian paprika.
Okay.
And so you can feel the stimulation, and it's just amazing.
Who thought of that?
I know.
Honey, let me smear some mud on your face.
Exactly. Might have started with a domestic fight.
Right.
something.
Yeah.
And then, yeah.
She's like, dang, wow. I look good.
Yeah. Let's bottle this and right. manufacture it.
Right. It has a whole new meaning to mudslinging. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to be talking more about good facial things for you to do to your skin. You are listening to Kristen Heemstra with the Art of Potential Show.
You're listening to The Art of Potential on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Welcome back. This is Kristen Heemstra, and I am talking with the wonderful Wendy Solomon. Wendy is the owner of the Flawless Day Spa here in Chapel Hill. So, Wendy, let me ask you about vitamin C. Have you heard about it? Do you use it at your spa? What are your thoughts about it, and why can't you just go stick a lemon on your nose?
Vitamin C is great. Of course, okay. It's full of antioxidants, right. And we do have vitamin C in several of our products. Mm-hmm. That's one of the things, though, now that you hear a lot about, and it's got a lot of buzz.
Yeah.
And it's not the end-all to be-all like you almost hear about now, but it's still really good for you. And when the things that you put on your skin are different than the things that
I can't just go stick a lemon or lime or orange on my face.
It'd be nice if it worked that way, though.
It would.
It's so much easier.
Yes. And you call it a lemon mask.
Exactly.
Throw a little paprika in there.
Exactly.
A little mud.
Blend it up in your blender.
Yeah, I know. A little dollop of honey and yogurt, and it's, wow, you got a product there.
Take your dinner and then just smear a little of that on your face.
Honey, I'm masking. I love that. Okay, so what about a polyorganic brightening peel?
That is a product that we have, and we love it. And
I can tell just by the way you said that. You just went into a whole different happy place when you were talking.
I did. When we got that one, we were really excited because, we get a lot of places, a lot of companies will call us up and say, this is the new miracle cure or whatever. And, we have to view it with a little bit of skepticism until we try it out and see it. And we try everything before we...
I would hope so.
Oh, yeah. We want to know for sure.
And I would think companies would want you to try their product before you went out and tried
exactly.
to sell it.
Exactly. Because we have to know it. I mean, does it really work? Are there any side effects? Is it, is it worth it? And so, but that one, when we got that... It is amazing. And all peels are, all the chemical peels, like I say, they target fine lines, scarring, pores, hyperpigmentation. But that one, and some of them have a real focus, and that one is specifically focused on hyperpigmentation. And that just means the brown spots.
Right. Hyperpigmentation is where your skin is no longer even in color.
Right.
Which happens to a lot of people as they get older and the sunspots start
exactly.
to come through.
Exactly.
And they don't all come through at the same time.
No. And we have a scary tool for that, too.
I've been there. I've seen it. I don't like it.
It's the ultraviolet light box. Yeah. Nobody wants to put their face in there because it shows you how much sun damage is underneath the surface that will come forward. Because if it's there, it will eventually come to the surface.
Which is why there is makeup. I just want to throw that out there.
That's right.
Okay, so the polyorganic, it just lightens and brightens your skin, helps to do the hyperpigmentation.
It does.
And just refinishes, it sounds like, your face.
It does. And with that one, we have a lot of control over it because it's self-neutralizing, and that means we can put layer upon layer upon layer.
Yeah.
And the more layers, the more peeling you get, but the more results, too. And, people are seeing practically seeing brown spots coming off the face.
Wow.
So we just love that one.
That is very nice. Mm-hmm. So we all hear a lot about glycolic peels. Mm-hmm. What is that?
And glycolic acid is made from sugarcane.
Okay, so I can just throw some sugar on
exactly.
Yeah.
Just pour that song.
It's kind of like
sugar
alcohol. Yeah,
exactly. It's made from sugarcane, so it's really much more. It's much less scary when you think of it that way than you think of chemical peel. And it's really, it stings a little bit when you put it on. There's very minimal peeling with it, and they're really great for just an overall peel. It really is helpful for anti-aging. And so those people
like
that really want to diminish wrinkles, fine lines, crow's feet, the 11 lines.
The 11 lines. They go and get a glycolic peel.
Exactly.
Serve me up. Well, one thing I like about your spa, which is different, is you have not only all these great product lines. And then, I mean, okay, so before I move on, I want to hear about the yam and pumpkin enzyme peel.
Oh, that's another one that people love. And it smells like a pumpkin pie.
That's part of the reason they love it, isn't
they,
it?
Yeah. It really is.
Try to lick their face.
They smell delicious. Well, that's the nice thing about those products, too. They're all organic, so you really could eat them. Maybe you wouldn't want to, but they do smell good enough to eat. But the yam and pumpkin, it really helps with cell turnover and gives you a really deep cleaning of the pores, and it doesn't sting. I would call it more like tingling. You can definitely tell something's happening when you have that one. So we have people that come in regularly just for that.
Just for the yam and pumpkin.
Yeah, everybody has their favorites.
I bet they do. I bet, though, you probably have to try them all to figure out which one works best for you. So now here's the million-dollar question. And I know all skins are different. What do you have a favorite?
A favorite product or a favorite service?
A favorite service and a favorite product.
Well, I was going to say just the regular customized organic facial. We customize all our facials for everyone so that it is customized to you, to your desires and all that. But I don't know. I'd have to say the microdermabrasion, the chemical peels too. I'm kind of an addict. That's why I'm in the business.
Well, that's good because you have to be passionate about what you do.
Exactly.
And if you're not, you know, staying up to date on all this stuff.
Oh yeah, and we have a lot of continuing education that we do, of course. My favorite product switches week to week, I think. But my favorite now, I don't even think it's on there yet. We just recently got it, and it's called the Lyme Stimulating Mask. And that one is your limes.
Yeah,
see,
I know.
Something.
You go grab a lime and you throw it on your face.
Exactly.
Right.
It really stings when it's on your face. That's probably, it feels more potent than anything else. You're red for a good couple hours after you have it. But the results, I mean, for days, you feel like your skin is just glowing. So people they're coming back and requesting that one too. So we had meant to get that product just as a temporary, just a one time for 1 month. And everybody loved it so much, now we're keeping it.
You're keeping it.
Yeah.
Do you get to eat key lime pie while you're having it?
It makes me hungry for it.
I mean, ooh, that would be dangerous. I love key lime pie.
They all are dangerous because if you look at the menu, it's like blueberry and, you know.
You do.
The strawberry,
Amazing stuff. One of the things you also do, which is interesting to me, is that you have different classes and different things that are not necessarily skin related. For instance, you have a mindfulness and meditation class. Tell me a little bit about that.
We love offering things like that to our clients because we want to be a resource to, you know, all things kind of healthy living kind of things. And so that's so important for people. And so that one in particular, the mindfulness and meditation, how many people are, you know, we're so busy and torn in so many directions, and just taking the time to learn some tools that they can use at home to keep themselves centered and the mindfulness about being present in all those moments. Because I think we lose a lot of that too.
Totally.
You know, in the day-to-day hustle and bustle and work and, you know, whatever.
No, we really do. Or when we're just imagining ourselves at the spa instead of wherever we are. We're not mindful people.
Exactly. Well, and we have next month, or I guess it's this month already, we've got a book signing coming up, and we have all kinds of different things because we want to be able to, you know, like a lot of times our own customers are doing fun and exciting things, and we like to promote that too to other people.
So why don't we tell people where they can find you, how they can find you, and if there are any special coupons out there that they might be able to use.
That is a great idea. They can reach us by phone at 919-213-1772.
And I'll have this on the Art of Potential's website as well.
And they can always go to our website at flawlessdayspa.com. And the specials, anyone that signs up for our it's not really a newsletter, but it's more like some specials and special offers in our seminars and things like that. Anybody that signs up will get emails fairly regularly from us with any kind of specials that we offer.
So, and I'll also put this out there, but if you go to Amazon's local deals.
That's right.
Which I might have been to maybe once or twice. You can get a half price massage, which I plan on using very soon. I will tell you, it takes a while to get in there.
And we have just added some time. So now hopefully, matter of fact, if you want to move your appointment up, you probably could right now because we were booked out so far. We had to add some people.
Oh, how fantastic is that, people? I'm telling you, I had one of the best massages I've ever had in my life at Flawless Day Spa.
That's great.
It was. It changed my, I don't know that I drooled, I think, for the rest of the day. It was so good.
I always hate going in to do a facial after the massage therapists are done with them because
they are
unable to talk to me. So.
Yeah. No, you do. You're like a noodle and you're okay with that. So again, you can find all of this information on the Art of Potential's website. Wendy, thank you so much for coming
in. Thank you, Kristen. So nice to be here.
So glad to have you.